Yo, what's smacking NBA hoop fans, basketball fans, the 2K community, Hall of Fame fam, Hall of Fame alums. It's L. Scott Fitzgerald. We back lit. Let's get it, nigga. Welcome to the vibe. If it's your first, second, third time listening, I appreciate you. Second time listening, and if you haven't turned my gold star gold, turn my star gold, favorite me. And then smack yourself for not liking me in the beginning. And look, man. Hall of Fame alums. I'm on Twitter, yo. At Just L. Scott. If you want to conversate, let's talk about whatever you want to talk about. We can do that. Also, we can do that right here on Hall of Fame Press Bad Show. Just hit me up. Let me know that you want to be on the show. I come in peace. I do not try to violate. It is what it is. Simple. Listen, we're not on ESPN Pod Center yet, but we're going to get this soon enough. We're on other platforms, though. Spotify, Apple, Google, SoundCloud, CastBox, YouTube, iHeart, Stitcher, Overcast, Breaker, man, we're everywhere that you can hear a podcast. So, come on in, close the door, pull up a seat. Welcome to the barbershop. Let's talk some basketball. My Twitter is at Just L. Scott. Let's talk. Once again, you can join the conversation right there. Follow the hashtag Hall of Fame Alumni, HOF Alumni. How are you doing today, loved ones? I am okay. I am not going to work. I'm going to be right here going to work. And I hope that you guys enjoy the content. If you guys have not checked out the YouTube, man, check it out. It's on there. It's up. It's running. It's got everything on there, nice and crisp, sounding pretty, you know, normal. Any other podcast that is, granulated and it sounds real stupid or whatever, you guys can let me know about the shenanigans, but it's just another day in the life of a podcaster, man. This is last week's poll results, but before I go there, I'm doing all right. Like I said, the YouTube is up, and the episodes are on there nice and smooth. If they sound crazy on the actual podcast, it will sound crazy on YouTube. I gotta get that cleaned up, though. I got the broom and dustpan. I gotta clean that shit up. So, it is what it is. Things happen. It's just another day in the life of a podcast. You heard me? You heard me. Now, listen, it is time to talk about it. Last week's poll results. Once again, I do the polls on Sundays, and I try to get out the results of those polls on Tuesdays or today, Wednesday. So, trying to be on time, trying to be respectful, trying to be official, you feel me? Trying to stay humble and do things in a timely fashion. So, I got to go in my bag today. Time to not talk too crazy, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be out of pocket, but I have an opinion and I'm going to express that right here on the Hall of Fame Press Bad Show. So, let's do it. First poll that I put up on the Hardwood Amino app. Make sure that you guys are on there. Shout out to the boys on there. Chris Paul will end up a LA Laker. Power to the players. Will Chris Paul end up a LA Laker? I think that, in my opinion, he should be looking to go there. He should be forcing his hand to go to LA. Now, shout out to Stephen A. Smith. I don't think he's reaching. I think that he's trying to keep it 100 and speak at a high level. But he gave off one of those bold statements that he makes. He made a statement of the Rockets trading Chris Paul to the Philadelphia 76ers. And Jimmy Butler going to the Rockets. Now, I mean, that's cool and all. I don't think that that's the move. But the move should be that he goes to Miami. That skill set, the grit and grind, the going in his bag, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? He is willing and, like, that's just perfect for him. Philly and Miami, two places that are really perfect for him. Speaking on Jimmy Butler, but I don't know, man. I don't know. You got to throw that whole contract away that Chris Paul got. You know what I'm saying? Put it in rice, because it is not nice at all. So, Will he end up a Laker? Speaking on Chris Paul, 73% of you guys said no. 27% of you guys said yes. Chris Paul would be a lock to take those guys over the you know what I'm saying, over the hump. But it's what it is, man. The usual suspects have, they need help, man. They don't have a starting lineup. They do not have a starting lineup, but the talk heads, they are so excited to just talk about LeBron and his team and this and that. It's beyond me, man. It really is beyond me. But we're just going to have to let it happen, you feel me, and see where they go, because at this point, they don't even have a fucking starting lineup, but people are saying that they're legit 2020 contenders next year, man. I don't want to violate nobody's thoughts, man, but listen, it's some humbling that needs to be addressed to TV land. They have to calm down. They have to relax. They gotta relax. God bless them, though. God bless them, though. I need to chill. Maybe I need to chill. I'm going too far. So, enough of the usual suspects, enough of that. I'm not even going to go where my mind was going. Let's do it like this. In my opinion, let's keep it in context. We're still talking about last week's poll results. Zion Williamson. Maybe I'm tripping, man. Maybe I'm starting to backpedal a little too fast. But I do have a TWT NIH segment that is coming up very soon, you guys. So make sure that you guys are paying attention at the end of the week. No cap, that's coming out, man. Maybe I'm tripping, though. I usually put out one of these every week, too. In 3 years, Zion Williamson, man, where will he be? Let's get into it. Zion Williamson is getting close to the draft. Tomorrow is the draft. Zion Williamson can be like LeBron James, and he can transcend basketball like Kevin Durant has done, like Steph Curry has done, and like Giannis is doing now. He can be those guys, those crazy big names, you know what I'm saying? Or he can be filtered down into a lower level of talent that could be, you know, resembling something like Kentucky's Julius Randle and Texas's Blake Griffin. Julius Randle was a huge athlete, a huge dunker, someone that got down, got very busy, came to play all the time, came with tremendous energy like Joakim Noah comes with, lots of energy, lots of athleticism. And the same could be said for Blake Griffin. When he came in, he was all athleticism. I mean, he was taking people on a ride up those 10 feet to that rim. He was making people go into the air with him, and he was slamming it down on him, man. He was forcing the action, you feel me? And honestly, Zion can be that. He can be the mesh, the mix-up, the two between Julius Randle and Blake Griffin. He can be that. So, I'm somewhat backpedaling. Maybe I'm tripping. But Zion Williamson in 3 years, you know what I'm saying? Will he be an all-star breakout that does, like, breaking records like Draymond Green? Draymond Green is breaking records on like a different type of level, where he's doing 500 points, 500 assists, 500 rebounds in the fastest amount of time and things like that. He's going through some crazy records that he's breaking that are not like top tier extreme records or whatever, but it's still all-star elite records that he's you know what I'm saying, breaking. And that's just with all respect, you know what I'm saying, because Draymond is, in most people's minds, somehow a first ballot Hall of Fame just because of what he does. So it's what it is, man. So I had the options here on this poll, though, because maybe I'm tripping. In 3 years, he'll be Julius Randle. In 3 years, he'll be LeBron 2.0, or he's just a bust waiting to happen. 16% of you guys said that he's a bust waiting to happen. I don't know if you guys are hating or what. I don't know, but, you know, things happen. but we just throw that whole damn option away. Can't believe 16% of you guys thought that. He's definitely not going to be a bust. Definitely not going to be a bust. He's not going to be Kwame Brown. He's not Kwame Brown, my G's. He's not that. In 3 years, he'll be Julius Randle. That's 30%. 30% of you guys think that he'll be Julius Randle. Now, I feel y'all. I really do. Hall of Fame alums, I appreciate you guys for voting. 3 years later, he'll be LeBron 2.0. That's 53% of you guys thinking that. I don't know if the hype is what it is, but we're going to see what happens, man. Zion is going to have to do it for the culture. You got to really put on the show, you know what I'm saying? It's about that time. Tomorrow is the draft, man. What you guys feeling? How you guys feeling about that? Hall of Fame alums, Hall of Fame fam, let me know how you guys are feeling about that. Jimmy Butler is the next question that I ask. So we're buying or selling, man. Listen, Jimmy Butler, where is his next destination? Where will he go? And in the comment section, I said, why does he stay in Philly? I didn't get any comments that said that he should stay in Philly. But I did get a comment that said, come to Miami, please. Shout outs to Chris Bosch. Shout outs to Joshua, too. Those guys had comments to make on... my post. Shout out to them boys. That is the Hardwood Amino app going off right now, so I apologize, you guys. Somebody is voting on a poll. You heard me? But the marathon continues, though. We came here to talk business. Jimmy Butler. 50% of you guys think that he's going to Miami. 40% of you guys think he's going to the LA Lakers. And 10% of you guys think that he's going to the Chicago Bulls. Shout outs to the 10%. The three guys that voted, man, shout out to you guys. Appreciate it. Chicago could be where he humbly retires. I did not like him in a Bulls jersey, but I don't want no smoke. I can't call it. Who knows where he'll go, because the Bulls are all over the place, so whatever. The LA Lakers getting 40% of the votes. I don't think Jimmy Butler wants to sign for those 20 numbers. I think he wants 30 numbers, meaning that he wants at least $30 million a year for whatever he's going to do for his next couple of years. And I think that's what he's reaching out for. And God bless him. It's tough to try and finesse that 30 up out of somebody, but hopefully somebody has that hospitality for you and opens the doors for you and lets you in there. 50% for Miami. I think he just deserves, belongs, whatever you want to call it, in Miami. He just seems like a Miami player. I think Miami will embrace him with open arms. Who knows what Philly is going to do, though. So, enough of Jimmy Butler. The Tobias Harris poll is out, man. Which destination will he go to, or does he stay in Philly? And the destinations are Chicago, Dallas, Milwaukee, Indiana, or the New York Knicks. 7.4% of you guys think that the Bulls will get him. And shout outs, because both of you guys are Bulls fans. So shout outs to the two of you guys for voting. Dallas has 11.1%. Shout outs to the three guys who voted for those guys in Dallas. I think Tobias Harris is going to go to Dallas. That's just my opinion. Don't cuss me out. You know what I'm saying? Don't go crazy. But I think that's where he will best be served and his talents will shine the best there. Milwaukee got a 29% vote. Tobias Harris can replace Chris Middleton. Play at a higher level and probably cost just a tad smidget less. Maybe. I had to figure that out, man. Might have to fact check me. The Knicks get 18.5%. And Indiana gets 33.3%. People want Tobias Harris to go to the fucking Pacers. I guess. It ain't no Ralph, though. It is what it is. You just got to let it happen, man. Straight up. Is what it is. So on to the next poll, and it's another Philly guy, J.J. Redick. Where does J.J. Redick go? And in the comment section, why does he stay in Philly? Once again, didn't get any comments, you know what I'm saying? But it is what it is, my G's. This was a day of just trying to figure some polls out. So I went to Philly, thought about those guys that are on that team, and those guys are deserving of good contracts. But we shall see what happens. Just gotta let it happen. Okay. But I have J.J. Redick going to the L.A. Lakers, Milwaukee Bucks, or the L.A. Clippers. Now, the L.A. Clippers thing is he'll go back to, you know what I'm saying, the Clippers. They still need shooting out there. They got Landry Shamet, though, so he wouldn't be guaranteed to be starting and doing all that stuff. But he'd be guaranteed to get that money out there. Steve Ballmer's pockets are deep. And the Clippers are going to do something, man. I don't know. They got Jerry West still over there, so they've got some ideas that are going to happen. You know what I'm saying? I feel that energy over there. The vibes are definitely going down over there. They have Doc Rivers. They've got some stuff over there. You know what I'm saying? The Clippers are trying to get their own arena and all that stuff. I was thinking that, you know, J.J. go over there and help them build something. But 12% of you guys think that he'll go there. 29% of you guys think that he'll go to Milwaukee. And then Milwaukee is a really good fit, man. It really is. The culture would be very inviting for somebody like J.J. Redick. And they need that shooting along with Malcolm Brogdon. I'm sure that Milwaukee is going to keep Malcolm Brogdon. I'm pretty sure about that. And then the Lakers, 58%. You know, they were talking about it. Shout-outs to First Take and First Things First and Shannon and Skip on Undisputed. They were talking about it. Shout outs to everybody losing their shows, man. ESPN and that's ESPN. They're changing their shows around a little bit. So things happen. Numbers don't lie. I remember that show. Numbers don't lie. They had sadly they had black people on that show. They had Jemele Hill, they had the other guy that I can't remember his name. And they had Jay Williams on there all the time. The show was pretty cool, you know what I'm saying? Numbers don't lie, but the show was all black people. Let me stop being dirty, man. Let me just leave that alone. Look, 58%, 29%, 12%, J.J. Redick going to the L.A. Lakers. My opinion is they're going to have to keep that money in his hand out there in Philly and give him that check, you know what I'm saying? Now J.J. Redick could go to Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying, could go to the Nets, but I don't think that they're going to offer him the same amount of money that Philly is going to offer him. I think he deserves the money that he's going to get, and facts are the facts, man. We'll see what happens. We just gonna have to let it happen, then we'll talk about it. Alright, so, I asked a question, and you guys are really right on top of it. HOF, Press Badge, man, it's the show, L. Scott Fitzgerald's name, basketball is the game on HOF Press, on HOF Press Badge. Wow. Log on to HOFPressBadge.com, make sure that you guys check out the exclusive blog content, but what I was trying to say was the hardwood amino. We have a good post, you know what I'm saying, a good poll right here on the Hardwood Amino app. Who will be moved first? Now, I had a couple of players, you know what I'm saying, expiring contracts, injuries, new season, whatever reason you want to wrap it around. These five players have been in the trading rumors. They've been rumored to be trade pieces, trade assets. They've been rumored to, you know, want to trade or something, but last year they were in the topic of conversation, you feel me? So these people here: Mike Conley, Kevin Love, Chris Paul, Jason Tatum, or Derek Favors. Which one of these guys are going to move first? And shout outs to the Utah Jazz, bro. They are making moves, but they are not moving Derek Favors. Don't know why. His name has been over and over for many years put into those rumors, and They just have not shot their shot. They just have not thrown that bag out there. Somebody just get rid of this guy or something. They're trying to get rid of him or something. I don't know. He was drafted by the Jazz. Speaks volumes, though, that he's still there playing at a high level. You know what I'm saying? He's still getting smacking. So it is what it is, man. But Derek Favors, of course, gets the lowest amount of votes. He gets one vote. Jason Tatum gets one vote. Chris Paul gets three votes, thinking that he's going to go first. Kevin Love gets four votes. And all of the rest of the votes go to Mike Conley, man. Shout outs to everybody that voted. I voted as well. So it's awesome to see that everybody got that answer right. Small things to a giant, though. I feel y'all, everybody, HOF Press Badge, Hall of Fame fam, Hall of Fame alums, you guys inspire me. You guys are very inspirational. You guys got that right, man. Mike Conley was moved in the next 2 days, man. Well, last night, you know what I'm saying? It was official. So, in the next 3 days. So, shout outs to us. We got that right. Appreciate everybody that voted once again. Got a couple more polls or whatever. But you guys stay tuned. Don't you go nowhere. Stick around. And we'll just have a word from our sponsors real swift. And then I'll come right back with you, man. I'll come right back and talk some more. We're in a barbershop. We pulled up the seat. We closed the door. We in the chambers, man. We're in a barbershop. So stick around. Stay tuned. Don't you go nowhere. All right, y'all, we back lit. Appreciate y'all for sticking around, man. It's curtains. It's part two. Got to keep my opinion out of it and make sure that you guys know that your opinion means a lot to me. So that is why I have started the week's poll results so I can get some flexibility and some versatility, some visibility out there so that you guys can talk to me while I talk to you. We can converse back and forth, have a solid conversation about some conversation pieces, and we can talk. No capping, no bullshitting, no reaching. Stop trying to finesse, because I am out here with the guard. You know what I'm saying? Y'all want no smoke, but it is what it is. I definitely appreciate everybody that is involved with the Hardwood Amino apps and the polls that I put up. So shout outs to you guys, all the Hall of Fame fam, all the Hall of Fame alum. Now we back lit. Enough of that talking. Let's get back to it. The Bulls, man. Put up a poll talking about the Bulls because the Bulls need help. They need a point guard. Shout out to Zach LaVine. You are not a point guard. You are scoring too often to be considered a point guard. You do not dribble the ball well enough to be considered a point guard. Chris Dunn, we have to give it up. Bulls organization, we have to give it up, son. This dude is not worth keeping as your starting point guard. We need a point guard. And so with that being stated, the Bulls are going to need help. Who would they pick out of these point guards? Now, the Bulls, of course, are going to fuck it up. They're not going to do it right. Come on, man. You still got Jim Boylan. Jim Boylan as the coach. The Bulls don't want to hire a good coach. Get Mark Jackson over there. Do something legit, like something that says that they're willing and wanting to win. I gotta relax. The draft is tomorrow. We in the HOF Press Badge. I'm going to get the badge dirty, man. We will be watching. I will be covering the content as it comes. All of the exclusive content will be on HOFPressBadge.com, but I will be right here on the show talking about it. So make sure that you guys check out the YouTube and the Twitter for the vibes. You know what I'm saying? I will be coming live and direct. Salutes to everybody that is following your boy on Hardwood Amino and on Twitter. So appreciate you guys, man. Respect. Definitely. We in now. The Bulls need help. Who will they get? So Mike Conley is out of the question. He's an option number one, of course. D'Angelo Russell is option number two. I don't think that he's going to go there because he needs too much money, and they've already spent all of this money on Zach LaVine when they could have just held on, jumped out the window for D'Angelo this year. Man, trying to catch a body. Putting up good buckets, man. Doing it for the culture, guaranteed. But it is what it is, though. What about Seth Curry? You can deal with Seth Curry. Or Terry Rozier. How about Patrick Beverley? Patrick Beverley has been in the conversations of going to the LA Lakers recently. Shout outs to him. I definitely did retweet something that he put up about being an LA Laker. He said, yeah, the conversation is real. So who knows? Maybe his agent is out there doing his due diligence to try and put purple and gold on that young man and make him one of those usual suspects. I would say that he's an upgrade from Rondo. He's younger than Rondo. He plays better defense than Rondo at this moment. And so it would be an upgrade. He can shoot better than Rondo, shoot better free throws than Rondo. Who knows what the suspects are going to do, though? And who knows what the hell the Bulls are doing as an organization, but it's what it is. Things happen. So, D'Angelo Russell is you guys' option. You guys, is 54% votes went, 54% of you guys voting went to D'Angelo Russell on this poll. That's not going to happen, though, bro. It's not going to happen, though. It's never going to happen. I would think that they would try to reach out to Terry Rozier. I would think that they would try to reach out to Patrick Beverley, hometown kid, and all of the story and this and that. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know if that's going to happen. You feel me? I've seen stranger things, though. I really think that they should reach out to Terry Rozier or Seth Curry. Who knows what the Bulls are going to do? They have got to do something, though. Made another poll. LaMelo, he made a decision. He's going to Australia. So with that being said, the conversation is LaMelo is going to be number one pick overall next year. LaMelo is going to be the next number one pick. I'm looking at my watch right now. Where is Cole Anthony? He should be walking through that front door of the Barclays and walking through his hometown. And the spotlight will be on him. He'll sit down in his nice suit. He'll have his dread some crazy way. We'll see Greg Anthony sitting next to him. We'll see Mr. Adam Silver come out, and we will hear with the first pick of the 2020 draft. Somebody, somewhere, that gets lucky enough to select Cole Anthony at number one overall. But that's just me, man. He's doing it for the he's doing it for the culture, though. He's saying what he must say. And, you know what I'm saying? LaVar Ball is beyond me. He's one of those. He's definitely one of those. But the marathon continues for the Ball brothers. I wish him nothing but good luck out there. LaMelo has made a decision. He's going to Australia. He's going to be a top five pick. He's in the lottery, or he's just a bust waiting to happen. That was the three options. And you guys think that he's going to go in the lottery. I do agree with you guys. He's in now. I do agree. Solid 6'8". 6'7", 6'9", maybe. He's going to be durable. He is not all finesse, but he is reliable. God bless. Respect to him. Hopefully he does a great job in Australia. But the conversation has been that LaVar has ruined him. I don't believe that he's ruined him, but I do believe that he could have had a better path to what he has going on. So, here's what it is, man. I agree with you guys, though. I agree with the Hall of Fame alums, the fam. I agree with you guys. He has a lottery pick, and that will be next year. So, you know the vibes. He's going to continue to aim high, so inspiration is there, man. Melo, keep doing your thing, man. Respect. God bless. All right. All right. I'm a fan of Ish Smith. Do you guys know who Ish Smith is? Hall of Fame fam, Hall of Fame alums, you must know who Ish Smith is. Ish Smith is a great basketball player. He reminds me a lot of what Derek Fisher was. Reminds me a lot of what Avery Johnson is and was. He reminds me a lot of the point guards from the 90s that just got their respect, but they didn't get all the respect that they should have. Kevin Johnson, I would say even Dennis Johnson, you know what I'm saying, from the Celtics. I would say he reminds me of Terry Rozier right now, where he's really good, but he's just stuck on a bench somewhere. I'm a fan of Ish Smith. I don't think that he should start, but I think that he's a bench spark that's just like Lou Williams, you know what I'm saying? Can come in and run your offense and somehow, some way, do a Jordan Clarkson type of, I'm going to make my own shot. I'm going to produce legit buckets after buckets and, you know what I'm saying, go in my bag and shoot my shot. You know what I'm saying? He's an above average basketball player. He really is. So with there being, like, you know what I'm saying, tiers, you know what I'm saying, there's levels to this, you feel me? And there's a poll of the great starting point guards. Then there's the second tier of great starting point guards. Then you've got the bench point guard. That's the top level would probably be Lou Williams, Jamal Crawford, Malcolm Brogdon, Van Vliet, Dennis Schroeder, even Seth Curry, you know what I'm saying? Then you have a couple of starters that kind of fluctuate in their starts and stuff like that. I would say that's like Terry Rozier and Patrick Beverly. But usually there's a level, there's a tier that he kind of fits into. And that's the second tier of bench PGs. And I just want to know if Ish Smith was better than these four basketball players. Well, yeah, these four. Darren Collison, he's a starter. Ish Smith, is he better than... If Darren Collison is better than him, okay, cool, that's your opinion. I don't think that Ish Smith is better than Darren Collison, even though he's a starter for the Indiana Pacers. TJ McConnell, he sits on the bench for Philly, and he comes off as a great spark plug. Comes off as a great official, not a 1-2 punch or anything like that, but he's a definite difference maker off of the bench. Quinn Cook comes off of the bench, played for the Golden State Warriors, played in the finals and stuff like that. Great basketball player coming out of Duke, was great. And then of course I threw in Chris Dunn, because Chris Dunn is a starter, plays for the Bulls. But he is horrible to me. He is horrible. So, 5%, five of you guys, I won't even say 5% because it's 13%. Five of you guys think that Chris Dunn is better than Ish Smith. I need all five of you guys to get the biggest cup you can find and fill it with bleach and drink it. All of you guys can drink bleach. You guys are crazy. 24% of you guys think that Quinn Cook is better than Ish Smith. I can kind of deal with that. I kind of sort of agree. TJ McConnell gets 10%. Okay, cool with that. Darren Collison is better. 24% of you guys, all of you guys, can find the nearest bridge and take a leap. Darren Collison is not better than Ish Smith. Shout outs to the 27% of you guys that know who Ish Smith is and know that the work that he puts in. 27% was the highest percentage value So shout outs to the Hall of Fame fam, Hall of Fame alums, that knows that it's definitely levels to this, man. He's more than a decent basketball player. He's a really good basketball player. He can sometimes go out there and have it stuck on automatic. He plays at a high level. He's a short guy. And he can hoop, man. That's just all to it. He can hoop. But stay humble-ish. Do your thing, man. Who knows what's going to happen to him. I think that he should play for the Kings. But he's riding away out there in Detroit. Is what it is, man. I'm on a wave over here on Hall of Fame Press Badge, man. HOF Press Badge is the show. L. Scott Fitzgerald's name. Basketball is the game. I appreciate you guys. Are you dumb? If you don't fuck with Hall of Fame fam, then you must be drunk. That's it. Thank you for listening to last week's poll results. I appreciate you guys. Before you shake the spot and flee the scene, know that you should log on to HOFPressBadge.com for the exclusive blog content. Shout outs to everybody on Hardwood Amino. Everybody that ends up in the show. Appreciate you guys. I really do. Everyone that votes on those polls, I really appreciate you guys. Stop being dirty, man. HOFPressBadge.com is the link. Make sure that you guys go on for the exclusive blog content. Check out the YouTube page if you're feeling the vibe and enjoying the ride that I'm on my road to 99. Like, comment, review, subscribe. Continue to inspire me to inspire you, LaMelo Ball. Do your thing in Australia. Do your thing. Just do your thing. I come in peace. Do your thing. We're not on ESPN Radio, Fox Sports Radio, NBA TV, any of that good stuff yet, but we're going to get there soon enough, man. Ball is life. Let's grind. Last week's poll results are in. Shout outs to the Hardwood Amino. Shout outs to all of the boys on there. Salutes to you guys. Ball is life. Let's grind. Close the door behind you on your way about this joint. As you flee the scene and shake the spot, the shop is closed. It's Fitz. And like that, we gone. We gone.
Explain what is there.